Have you read or heard the news lately? Well, most of it is bad news, likely to leave you depressed rather than inspired. That's what you get these days on the evening news and other news media. The good news is that there is an alternative. Dr. William Porter has provided wholesome yet compelling stories about people's experiences that many consider unusual, extraordinary, or even miraculous. Dr. Porter is an author who has chronicled stories like these in several books he has written. These stories have come to life on the Storytelling Time radio broadcast. So be prepared to hear some good news for a change. Here is Dr. Porter with today's story.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Storytelling Time. My name is William Porter. Let's get started with a prayer. Dear God, help us to realize and understand that your spirit resides within us and that it is that spirit that is our true essence. Help us to know that spirit directs our physical body, a body that will someday perish. But it is that same spirit that will live on forever. We ask for this understanding in Jesus' name. Amen. The word of inspiration for today is the following quotation from an unknown author. Faith is trusting in God even when you don't understand his plan. Today's show is about Maggie's vision after being knocked unconscious due to the car accident she was involved in on her way home to Detroit from Chicago. After futile attempts to get information that she desperately wanted about the condition of her husband, as well as her parents, Maggie began to tell her doctor about a vision she had after the accident. It was so clear and heavenly that she felt she had to tell someone while she still could remember the details. Maggie recalled that her vision was similar to the event that had taken place the previous night at the hotel when she surprised her husband, John, with an anniversary dinner and reception. In this dream, she apparently had gone to heaven. Maggie continued speaking to the doctor. "Sir, in the vision I had, I was in a room where there was a head table, just like the anniversary event we had last night for my husband." "Oh, John," she then muttered. Then she regained her composure and said, "Yeah, we had a banquet last night celebrating our wedding anniversary." At the mentioning of her husband's name, Maggie paused in describing her vision to ask the doctor, "Doctor, are you sure you can't get any information about the condition of my husband now?" Then, being so caught up in her story, the doctor responded by saying, "No, Miss Mintz, just continue telling me about the vision you had." So that's what Maggie did. She continued her story by saying, "Well, let me finish to tell you what I saw, doctor. Instead of John being at the center of the table, like he was at the actual event last night, Jesus was there. Then something very strange happened," Maggie said as she began to shiver noticeably. Then she continued. "Part of the table where Jesus was sitting appeared to rise about 10 feet and then move slightly backwards. And then an open space was created where he once sat with the others at what was now a transformed head table. But that wasn't the strangest part of the dream, doctor," Maggie said to him. Then she asked for some water and assured the doctor that she would complete her description of the vision once she refreshed herself. We'll be back with that description after a break.
This is follow-up to my previous posting in reference to Life in the Spirit by Dr. William Porter. I must say that I was more than thrilled to meet with him yesterday to gain my own personally signed copy of this book. I must also say that from page one, I was captivated by his connections with practical living, real life experiences to scripture. And for me, that is a win-win situation. But look, just don't take my word for it. Actually, yeah, take my word. But also, take a look and read for yourself. Life in the Spirit, Dr. William Porter. You can also access more information online at www.williamporterlife.com. Happy readings!
Welcome back. Maggie continued telling the doctor what she saw in the vision. She said to him, "Doctor, the open space at the table where Jesus sat just moments earlier seemed to have been prepared for another person. That person seemed to be some female figure. She appeared to have risen up in a chair from beneath the table. At that point, she was positioned among the others at this now transformed head table. You know what, Doctor? I now realize that the female figure was my younger sister, Sadie, who died tragically while we were in high school. I saw her seated at the head table with all the others who were there, directly below Jesus, who had risen from that spot moments earlier." With that, Maggie had finished telling the doctor that part of her vision. During Maggie's childhood, she was so close to Sadie. Maggie believed that Sadie's presence at the head table was a testament to her honesty and spirit, recognizing God and accepting Jesus' leadership, like other members of her family, but enjoying her life in a way she thought was right for her, even when others did not understand all of her actions. The cast of characters at the head table in Maggie's vision were quite different from those who took part in the anniversary event in Chicago the previous night. In Maggie's vision, her sister Sadie sat at the center of the table. Surrounding Sadie at the head table in Maggie's vision were two people on her left and two people on her right. On one side of Sadie was her father, Matthew, who sat next to her, and Fred, Maggie's friend who left for Hawaii, sat next to Matthew. Then on the other side of Sadie, sitting next to her, was Courtney, Fred's friend back in Hawaii. And next to Courtney sat Gates, the hotel owner in Hawaii. What an interesting arrangement of individuals Maggie saw in her vision of this heavenly banquet, especially those seated at the head table. Neither Maggie herself nor her husband John were seated there, and none of the other persons who sat at the head table during the anniversary celebration appeared there in Maggie's vision. And what about Sandra, a trusted friend of Maggie's family? Where was she? Well, Sandra was nowhere to be found by Maggie in her vision at this heavenly event. The one being honored and worshiped at this event that Maggie envisioned was Jesus, who appeared as a bright and shining light, sitting high above the others at the head table. Maggie was almost overwhelmed as she described the appearance of Jesus in her vision. She said to the doctor, "Excuse me for my emotions, Doctor, but the vision seemed so real to me. To be in the presence of Jesus, the Savior of the world? Wow! This is something that I will always remember," Maggie said, seemingly trying to justify her emotions she was displaying in front of the doctor. At this heavenly event, no one seemed to feel afraid, but rather worship Jesus in perfect peace. With open arms, he addressed those seated at the head table, as well as those in the audience. As Maggie perceived his words to the gathering, Jesus gave a rather long admonition.
"I am the way, the truth, and the life. The way to enduring happiness. The truth of God's love for you. And the life given to you to fulfill the will of the Father. And whosoever believes in me shall never die.
Do you all believe what I'm saying to you? And something else I want to remind you of. Have faith in God, for it is certain that whoever says to this mountain, and you all know we're surrounded by mountains, if you say to it, move, and cast yourself into the sea. Now listen to me. If you don't doubt what you say will happen, but really believe in your heart that it will happen, you know what? That mountain will go tumbling into the sea. Yes, if you believe and not doubt, you will have anything that you say, simply because you say it in faith, believing that God will do what he says. But there is only one catch to all this, and that is, you can't hold any grudges against anybody, and you have to sincerely forgive them if they've done you wrong. So let me finish by saying this, and I'll tell you this much, and that is, whatever it is that you're praying for, if you believe that you've already received it at the time you prayed, then at some point you will definitely get it. You will receive it as a physical reality. But again, in order for this to work, you're going to have to forgive people, to forgive those who may have mistreated you in some way. I don't want to leave you on a sour note, but if you don't forgive, God the Father, the one I pray to every day, won't forgive you. But I trust that you will do the right thing. Peace to you and peace to your families. After that address by Jesus to the people, Maggie remembered a voice coming from the audience. A loud voice that said, "I don't know who you are, but don't you realize that when you're dead, you're dead? We only live once. That's what I've always heard." Then Jesus responded to the voice. "Okay, but don't you know that I am the resurrection? And though a person may die physically, dead and gone, as they sometimes say, that person's spirit will live on. The real essence of the person will never die. The important question is, do you believe this?" Peace. Let's take a break. We'll be back with the close of the program in a minute.
Do you want to read some good news for a change? With all the things going on in the world today, it's refreshing to find good news. Well, Dr. William Porter has written three books that include a bit of intrigue, drama, and yes, a little romance, among other things in the storyline. So if you like biblically based, spiritually focused stories, do yourself a favor and read some inspiring accounts of people's experiences that may be considered extraordinary and in some cases, even miraculous. Dr. Porter has written three books based on real life experiences, some of which are his own, and others have been communicated to him from those who have agreed to share their stories. Life in the Spirit was his first book, which is a nonfiction collection of short stories documenting people's experiences that they believe to be unique, unusual, and what Dr. Porter calls extraordinary. Heaven Can't Wait is his second book, which is a fictional novel. A third book is another nonfictional account of a collection of short stories that is titled Miracles in the Lives of Ordinary People. For more information, visit the website williamporterlife.com. He also can be contacted at the email address waporter4995@yahoo.com. So do yourself a favor and read some good news for a change.
Welcome back. Our special story scripture today comes from John 11:26. And it says, "And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" In the verse that follows the above verse of scripture, Martha, whom Jesus was talking with, answered Jesus' question by saying who he was, that he was the Son of God, and not what he said, that she would never die if she believed in him. As believers, we're spiritual beings that live in physical bodies, and the physical body passes away at some point. But according to what Jesus said in the special story scripture for our show today, our spirit will live on. Our spiritual body will never die. Yes, there is a sweet, sweet spirit that lives within us. Yes, because of this spirit, God is worthy of our total praise.
Storytelling Time comes to you every week with exciting inspirational stories about people's experiences that are unusual, extraordinary, and sometimes miraculous. Why not join the fun? Yes, we can all add an extra dimension to our lives by reading about what others are going through. You'll be surprised to learn that their experiences are similar to some of your own. Today's story only includes portions of Dr. Porter's book, Heaven Can't Wait. Other details of the story could not be shared today because of the limitation of time. Why not read the whole account of the story? Just go to the website, williamporterlife.com, to receive information on how to order this book, as well as other books written by Dr. Porter. Yes, there's always more. More good news to read. Life in the Spirit. Miracles in the lives of ordinary people. Heaven Can't Wait, the sequel.